And we want to read one verse of Scripture, John chapter 8. And we want to read one verse, which will be verse 12. This being the month of November, and we think about, November, and we think about Thanksgiving, we think about all the things that that we should be thankful for. Of course, you know, we should be thankful whether it's November or not. God does so much for us, and the Lord helps us in so many ways. But I do want to kind of consider that theme. We won't keep you too long tonight, but I do kind of want to focus around, thank God for the lighthouse. Thank God for the lighthouse. And I want to read one verse of John chapter 8, verse 12. The Bible says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do pray again for these needs that were on the prayer list that were mentioned. We do pray for the situation from this accident that several wasn't able to be here and coming in late because of the accident on the road. But Lord, I pray that you'll help those folks that were in this accident. Lord, I do pray for the service tonight. I pray for the services to come on Sunday and the different ministries of our church. We pray for those ministries. But Lord, we ask that you visit with us tonight. We need your help. We realize that there's a lot of darkness in the world. And so, Father, I just pray that you'll help us and strengthen us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am the light of the world, is what Jesus says. And so, when you hear a statement or a mention of I am, meaning Jesus, I am the light of the world, you have to also consider the darkness that is there too. Jesus said he himself is the light. He himself is the light of the world. So when we think of light, we think of Jesus. But when we think of darkness, we think of Satan. We think of the evil. We think of the artificial light that Satan brings out. But tonight I think about the lighthouse. Now, many years ago, I haven't done it in several years now, but many years ago, I would drive to the Outer Banks and I would do some fishing. And a lot of times I would surf fish, and on several occasions I actually went by myself fishing, and I would fish some at night. And I guess you still can, but back then you could go out on the sand, and you would be out surf fishing, and so behind me would be the lighthouse. And if you've ever gone out, where there's no lights, if you've ever gone out in that situation, you look out into the water and it's pitch black. You look around you and it's dark, and the only light there is the stars if they're shining. Of course, if it's cloudy, you can't see them, and it's even darker. But when you know the lighthouse is behind you, then even when you're out, such as what I'm describing, you sense a peace. You sense a peace because you know that there's civilization. You sense peace because you know that there is life. You have a sense of peace because you know that protection is not far off. And so, but the darkness is something to be afraid of. When you're growing up, I used to be one. I'm not now, but I used to be one that was afraid of the dark. When I was growing up, I didn't like the darkness. Now it doesn't bother me. But I do have a relative that she's my last living aunt on my mother's side, and she still to this day, and maybe some of you are like this, but she don't like the darkness, and she keeps just about every light on in the house. But the point is, when we are talking about the darkness of the world, the only way that we can overcome the darkness of the world is seek the light of Christ. Seek the light of Christ. And so that's what he's saying. He's saying, I am the light of the world. So for that, we can be thankful. We can be thankful for the lighthouse. We can be thankful for what he provides. Now, I don't know that they necessarily use it now, probably not as much as they used to, because there's so much sonar, there's so much things out there that that can help captains, that man a boat. There's so many things electronic that they can, these electronics can keep them from running up on shore or maybe a reef or some type of danger. But back before that was taking place, more times than not, people would use the lighthouse to help them. When I was in school, I used to, you know, the Outer Banks always fascinated me. And so when I was in school, I actually got a map of, you know, this is many years ago, but I got a map of all the different shipwrecks that were out of the coast of North Carolina at the Outer Banks. And so it's very treacherous and very dangerous waters. Well, the lighthouse was what was supposed to guide them. The lighthouse was supposed to warn them. The lighthouse was supposed to direct them. And so captains and those that were sailing the vessels would always look to this light because of the dangers in the darkness. Well, we do the same thing today. We need to look to Jesus Christ because of the dangers that are out in the world, and we need to focus on the light more than focus on the darkness. You see, the lighthouse helps save from destruction. The lighthouse helps save from destruction. Well, that's what Jesus does. Jesus helps save from destruction. And because of Jesus, many souls are saved from destruction because he's the light. He's the light that helps light in the darkness. And just like the light of a lighthouse, Jesus is the light of the darkness and of the dark world. And so, and we know that there's a lot of darkness. So there's about three things that I want to make mention tonight about the lighthouse, about the light of Jesus Christ. And so what it does and how it helps us. So the first thing I want to make mention is Jesus, his light lights the way out of darkness. His light lights the way out of darkness. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." You see, Jesus, being the lighthouse that he is, Jesus is the one that takes us out of the darkness, just like what the Bible says, that he says, hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So when we're pulled out of darkness, then we're in the light of Christ. And Christ says, I am the light. I am the light of the world. And it goes on to say that he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Well, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, which I just read to you, that you're pulled out of darkness. And that's what Jesus does. You see, we were in darkness before Christ, But now we're in light because of Christ. You see, we know that there's a spiritual darkness. We know that there's a spiritual darkness out in the world, and therefore we need that light. We need that light of Christ. And just like every person needs the light of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, "For God hath commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So there again, it talks about pulling out of darkness into the light. And that's what Jesus did. When Jesus saved us, He pulled us out of the darkness and brought us into light. That is part, you know, the darkness is part of the depravity of man. It's the sin in the world. And we have inherited that from Adam. We have inherited that depravity and that sinful nature because of Adam, but yet Christ, being the light, pulls us out of that darkness. He helps us every day. He helps us to make the right decisions. The other thing is we know that there is moral darkness. Not only is there spiritual darkness, but there's also moral darkness. And man that is left to himself, and think about this thought, man that is left to himself will do what the flesh wants to do. It will. A man that is left to himself will do what the flesh wants to do. So that's the moral darkness. And therefore, we need the light of Christ. And we should be thankful for that lighthouse because we do have that light of Christ. And we know that there is also a religious darkness. So we have a spiritual darkness, we have a moral darkness, and we have a religious darkness. Now, I'll give you a prime example of someone that was in that religious darkness, and that was none other than Paul himself. Paul, before he was converted, he was called Saul, and so he was against the church. He breathed out threatenings. He was a part and held the coats of those that stoned Stephen. And so he thought that he was doing everything in the name of religion, when in fact, the religion was full of darkness. You know, just because you see a cross on a building doesn't mean that they're proclaiming the gospel. Just because that something has the word church doesn't necessarily mean that they are proclaiming the correct message, the message that Jesus saves, the message that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that they're proclaiming that. They might have some good morals, and they might try to do right and all those things, but it doesn't mean that they're still they're not still in that darkness that we're talking about, because they're under the realm of religion. You see, I always want us to remember tonight that what we have is not religion, but what we have is Jesus Christ. That's what we have, and we should thank God for what we have in Jesus Christ, because religion is what, kind of look at it this way. Religion is reaching up to God. In other words, they're trying to reach God by the dues. I do this and I do this, and if I do this, I'll get this. And it's like you're trying to reach God by reaching up to Him. And that's called religion. But salvation is where God reaches down. And He reaches down and picks us up. There's a distinct difference between what we have in Christ and what religion proclaims. And always remember that. Religion is where they're trying to reach up to God, but salvation is where God reaches down, and therefore we're thankful for the lighthouse. We're thankful that He lights the way out of darkness. We're thankful for that, and we should be truly thankful. Thank God for the light that lights the way. Kind of think of it like this. Think of it as if you went out tonight and all the lights went out, then not very many people have flashlights, but you're probably going to be turning on your phone that's got a flashlight, and you're going to be lighting the way. because we can't see in the darkness. And that's what the world is. The world can't see in the darkness without Jesus Christ. So thank God for the lighthouse. Also, number two, He lights the way into truth. He lights the way into truth. That ship that I was talking about, and that ship that we're thinking about, that's out on that's out in the ocean, and he's looking for that lighthouse. He finds his way to keep from being grounded. He finds his way because of that lighthouse to keep from being grounded or becoming shipwrecked. And so he's looking for that truth. And that lighthouse that shines its way shows him the truth. Shows him, hey, here's the shore. You better not come this way. And that lighthouse shows the captain those things. Now, I've been out deep sea fishing before, and it was dark. And just before daybreak. And so talking about getting twisted around. I think I've told y'all before, and I'll make mention, I'm a 50-50 person when it comes to deep sea fishing. And that don't mean 50% of the time I catch fish and 50 don't. That means 50% of the time I'm going to get sick and 50% I won't get sick. And I never know what 50 I'm going to have until I get out in the ocean. But there's been times that I've been out that you couldn't see land. And so you try to figure out where you're at. You try to figure out, and you don't even realize that the boat is drifting, and especially if you do any kind of bottom fishing where you drop the line straight down, the captain will make an announcement, and he'll say, drop the line, and you're over a school of fish, and you're fishing away, and you don't realize how far you've drifted until he says, everybody raise your line, and he goes 200 or 300 yards back to where it was, and you drop again. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, we can't figure things out on our own, and therefore we need the light of truth. We need the truth to help us. We need the truth to provide for us. That's how we know the truth, because what we think in our minds sometimes is the truth. It may not be the truth. It may have some truth in it, but it may not be the actual truth. And we need the truth, which Jesus lights the way into that truth. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the way of death. There was a man one time that was struggling with his salvation. And he was struggling with his heart. He knew that he wasn't where he needed to be with his relationship with the Lord. So he started talking to some people. And he started trying to find help. And one person said, come to our church. And he came. And he liked the people and he liked the atmosphere. But what they proclaimed was church membership and not salvation. So he felt to himself, if I become a member, then I'll be satisfied. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way to death. You know, just because we think it doesn't mean it's so. Just because we think it just doesn't mean it's so. We need the light of truth. We need that truth. We need that help. We need that stability. We need that foundation. We need that truth. And the truth is, Jesus is the light of the world. The truth is, we must look to Jesus because He is the light of the world. And He even says, you need to follow me, because He says, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You see, that's Jesus. That's Jesus having that light. So tonight we can be thankful that He takes us out of the darkness. Tonight we can be thankful that we have the truth and the truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the truth that lights the way, and we need that direction every single day. And then number three tonight, He lights the way to heaven. He lights the way to heaven. You know, when it comes to death, then it's tough. And death, you know, when it's the time of death and we take our last breath, there's no middle ground, regardless of what people say or what people teach. There's no middle ground. You're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. There's no middle ground. But Jesus lights the way to heaven. And there's a passage found in John 14. A lot of times that's read during funeral services or celebration services. And I want to read it to you tonight. And I want us to read it. And I want us to think about the light of Christ. I want us to think about the light. He lights the way to heaven, because the Bible says in John 14 verses 1 and following, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Think about that. "Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Then he says, I go to prepare a place for you." Which means we that are in Christ, we that are saved, he's got a place that he's preparing for us. We've got a home. You know, we have that place that he's preparing. And then he goes on to say, "And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." You see, there's that "I am" again. He's the light, and he's going to be there. You see, that's the surety that we have. He lights our way to heaven. And the Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And so for that we can be thankful, and for that we can be grateful, that when we do cross over, when we do take our last breath, we've got a place. We've got a place. You know, there's people in the western part of North Carolina, and it listed some towns this week, that people still don't have a place. They're still living in tents, and they're still living in campers, and they're still living with the bare minimum because of their place was destroyed. But there's nothing that's going to destroy our place in heaven. We're going to have that. We're going to have that place that's prepared for us. We're going to have that place that's our home. And so this is, where we're at tonight in this realm of life. Where we're at tonight is just temporary, but we have a home in heaven. You see, that's why Lighthouse, thankful that it lights our way to heaven. Thankful that when our time is, we've got a place to go. We've got a place to go. And not only is it a place to go, but it's a prepared place. I know someone who recently, over the last several months or so, they were building a house. And it seemed like every time that they made some kind of change, or every time that they went to go see the how things were going, there was always a problem. It was a problem with getting it inspected. It was a problem with getting, it just seemed like there was one problem after another, one problem after another. Well, we don't have to worry about when our home in heaven, because our home in heaven is built by our Lord. And it's going to be a perfect place. So we say tonight, thank God for the lighthouse. Thank God for the lighthouse. You see, if it wasn't for Jesus, and there's a song, but I thank God for the lighthouse, because and it's a song that's been around for a good long while. But it goes on to say, where would this ship me? That's why we're thankful tonight. Because if it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be? And for that, we can be grateful tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time we have together. We do thank you for the lighthouse. We do thank you for Jesus Christ. We do thank you for the salvation that we have in Him. Lord, we thank you that you loved us enough that you sent Jesus to the cross that we might have life. And help us, Lord, to be ever more grateful that you continue to light the way for us, and how that you have that light of truth that helps us and directs us and guides us and just makes us feel secure. But help us to never be ungrateful for what we have in Jesus Christ. So we thank you tonight. We thank you for the lighthouse. And we thank you for the great I Am. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.